Such a big city, such a small boy.
Almost everyone knows about Little Tiny Tim and the Christmas Story. I'd like to tell you about Randy, the newspaper boy. Randy lived in Big Town, USA. If you saw him, you really couldn't pick him out from any other newsboy. Randy was a little younger than the rest. His clothing was a little tattered, but you might mark that off as just plain boy. Randy was different, though. You would have noticed that difference if you had followed him home on Christmas Eve after the last paper was sold. If you had been a storekeeper at a small toy shop, you would have seen a rosy-cheeked face peering through the frosty glass with eyes that were welled with tears. Eyes that seemed to tell of a young heart that was broken with the realism of life and the coldness of the night, and possibly the thought that Santa Claus was a myth.
Such a big city, such a small boy.
If you were that storekeeper, you would have seen this young lad of seven turn his eyes away from the bikes and the thousands of other things that could put a sparkle in his eyes, then trudge off into the crisp snow, finally vanishing into the darkness of the night. If you had been a patrolling policeman on that Christmas Eve, you would have seen young Randy climb the creaky stairs of the tenement dwelling with a face that's peculiar to only sad young boys. Then that dim flash at the top of the stairs that indicated that Randy was now inside. If you had been the walls of that tenement dwelling, you would have heard Randy's light voice telling his grandfather, who was now bent fast for his remaining days, that he had sold all of his papers, and it didn't matter if Sammy didn't bring him anything, because all he wanted was to be with his grandfather on Christmas Eve.
Such a big city, such a small boy.
If you had been the closet in the bedroom, you would have seen young Randy lying awake with silent tears in his eyes, a sad awareness that Christmas morning would be, in reality, just another morning for Randy. Then, a final sigh, and Randy falling into a sad sleep. What a rude, hard plight for such a gentle lad, alone in the world with a bedridden grandfather who could never bring the wonderment of Santa Claus on Christmas morning. The crushing blow that Santa was a myth. If you had been the fireplace, wise with age, you would have seen the look of reverent awe on the face of a young newsboy named Randy when he awoke on Christmas morning and beheld all the toys he had wanted in the toy store window just the night before. It's not very important as to how those toys got into the living room. Let's just say that maybe there is a Santa Claus.